Patty, but Tanya had just taken her place. And poor little Steve and her daddy covered every pole and wall with her face, hoping just to turn up a trace. So on that long ago day in September, I went wandering around. I don't even remember how I got to her part of town. Then the radio said she'd just been found across the bay in the Mission. The feds were kicking in her. A guy I'd never seen before. He was a veteran of a holy war. Kurt asked me to follow, and his friends were on their knees. We passed around the bottle under the eucalyptus trees. Those dark and silent sun was sinking and we couldn't stop it. So Kurt wrote his name on a card. He said, our church leader is a prophet, and the path to the temple lay hard. There was a map on the back of the car, and I was living with a family in Clayton, a hitching mile from the end of the bar. So stayed in the hate sun and spent my afternoons in the park. But that day I stayed in Berkeley till dark. I took Kurt's invitation and we set up a rendezvous as I hurried into the station. Kurt yelled Saturday at 2 as the silent trees. Several thousand miles and several years later, over coffee in a Brooklyn cafe, I know I must have startled the way. Saw what it had to say. There were pictures of Kurt and the others, frozen smiles in the noonday sun, where their leader led the sisters and brothers. And I saw just what that prophet had done. And in the jungle there was nowhere to run. It was evil and simple, and there was sandals and their jungle hats. No, I never made it. I missed the boat and never found my keys. But still they waited underneath the jungle trees. Those dark and silent trees. Thank you. just taken her place with her face. No trace. She took her place.